none of those places, and I love them all, and we appreciate all of the sponsorships and all that, none of us would be anywhere without this next person. She is the president and CEO of ITC Holdings, and she's been there from the beginning. I remember Linda Apsey is here, and you're in fact involved with, among other things, a panel at the conference called Are Industry and Consumers Prepared for the Electric Revolution? Good morning, Linda. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I am excellent, thank you, and I'm happy to be here. We always are. But are we ready for the Electric Revolution? Are you ready?
Well, we're doing our part, obviously, to get us ready. Certainly, transmission is central to facilitating our clean energy economy. And when you think of the role of transmission and how it has evolved, particularly over the last 20, 30 years, it used to be that we were just really connecting generation to load to customers. Nowadays, our role is really facilitating as we shut down coal, fossil units, and we connect renewable resources that are typically located in remote or rural areas of our country, Iowa, the upper Midwest. You know, our role has become central in connecting all of those clean energy resources, while at the same time, obviously, you know, what has been our focus and I think our calling card here in Michigan is investing in upgrading the grid, you know, replacing old-aged infrastructure, obviously making it reliable. We are a top performer in our class in the entire country. And, of course, you know, our new role, if you will, and that is to be prepared and be ready to facilitate the electrification of our economy. And so I can tell you that we are busier than ever in terms of our needs for investment in transmission, as well as the amount of projects that are underway across our 8-state footprint to be ready, to be prepared to help facilitate that clean energy economy.
I've known you a long time. I've trusted you. I've been in awe of your expertise and your ability. And you really are the, for me, go-to person to answer this next question.
I'll try my best.
Is everyone else moving quicker than you wish they would, or too quickly in terms of the electrification? Are you confident that the grid is ready to have as many cars electrified as the auto industry and government want? You're the keeper of the keys here. I mean, I trust your answer on if we are moving too quickly or just right.
Well, Paul, as I can tell you, I think it's a complex equation. We're not the only part of the energy value chain. Obviously, there's the generation component and the distribution component that I talked about, and so we all have to be ready. And you know, energy is a complex business. Obviously, it's a regulated business. A lot of government compliance, regulatory requirements, mandates, and quite frankly, we're living with statutes and rules that were built for when the electric grid was first electrified, and that was over a century ago. And so it's complex. And do I have 100% confidence that we'll be there, be ready, be prepared? Unfortunately, I don't. However, you know, we certainly at ITC are doing our part to be ready and prepared. You know, part of the challenge is, you know, there's different goals, there's different aspirations. Some are moving faster, some are moving slower. You know, it really is going to take a whole of government and private industry approach, a collaborative approach, so that we can stick our sword in the ground and say, what is it that we are planning for? For example, in transmission, it takes from the time we start planning a project to when it actually goes in service, the average time frame for that one transmission line is 7 years.
Wow.
It could be anywhere from 5 to 10 years, but on average about 7 years. So as we think about Michigan being able to facilitate 2 million electric vehicles on our grid, and you know, the question is where are they going to be? Where are they going to show up? You know, what neighborhoods, what pockets, how is that going to impact their reliability, and do we have the infrastructure in place to absorb those? And so it's a little bit of the, you know, the fabled horse and the cart analogy. You know, we're doing all that we can do. A lot of our, you know, long-term planning does assume, you know, sort of significant penetration levels of EVs. And so from a transmission grid perspective and ensuring, you know, kind of being able to facilitate the supply to the load, I think transmission will be prepared. The question is, I think, at the customer and demand aspect of it, mm-hmm. you know, will the local distribution grid be able to keep pace, you know, with EVs? But certainly a lot of work and effort underway. But the more that we can plan together, collaborate together, certainly would be a much more productive outcome.
Always a straight answer from Linda Apsey, ITC Holdings President and CEO, doing a great job. And